For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Kathy Dunbar is running for re-election to the at-large seat she has held on the Lansing City Council since late 2005. She says she wants another term because there's never enough time to finish what's going on. For WKAR's next interview with candidates for Lansing City Council, I talked with Kathy Dunbar about accomplishments she's proud of.
The Human Rights Ordinance was a big deal, and we finished that in December of 2006. And there's many other things. I was really proud to have been one of the folks who wrote the Natural Resources Trust Fund grant to acquire Hunter's Ridge. We added 28 acres of really waterfront wilderness to our park roster at a time when the mayor didn't want to. We went rounds about that, but I won. So I'm really happy that we have that green space. I worked with the EDC and LEAP when a local grocery store had closed in a neighborhood that was really stabilized by having a grocery store, and was proud to bring in a new store after that space had been vacant for about 2 years. That was cool. And this year, I'm really proud of Sanctuary. I'm disappointed immensely that it was reversed, but we addressed some really serious issues. We got a really sound policy on the books.
If you have another term, do you think you might revisit that?
Well, there will be different folks on council, so I think terminology matters. I think the name does matter. I know that it's important to have the policies in place, but particularly under this administration, and when I say this administration, I mean Washington, words matter, and safety matters, and protections matter, and I wouldn't mind revisiting it. I know that just recently we have, myself and Councilmember Houghton, sponsored a resolution to keep Lansing in the Paris Climate Accord, because it's ridiculous that we have leaders that are pulling out of everything internationally and thinking that we're going to live as an isolationist state and put our heads in the sand about global warming and the effects that it's having on humanity. And I'm really proud of that, too.
I was going to ask you about particular disappointments since you've been in office, and maybe the Sanctuary City Declaration is among them. Are there any others that you might want to cite?
I remember one. It's not an issue anymore because, again, folks changed and the issue changed. But back in 2009, I was really strongly advocating for another DNR Trust Fund grant to put a pathway near Francis Park and to create a connected river trail system, particularly in South Lansing, because there are so many folks who are not connected to the river trail system. And so to give them access to a waterway from their neighborhoods and to give them a recreational opportunity that's not afforded to those who can't afford to go to the YMCA, for example.
Any particular goals for another term?
Oh boy, so many. We really have to be concerned about growing the economy. Like we've been in such a position, it's been a recession economy for most of my time on council. And a lot of the incented developments are coming offline as far as the incentive, and they're coming into full tax mode. They're paying their taxes. And we have others that are coming due in the next 5 years. So that's going to drastically change the environment as far as our revenue and what it can be invested in. And I really want to see a lot more job creation. We've done good staying afloat during the recession, but there's a lot of growth that can be done. I'd like to see a lot more effort made to get kids out of the high schools into trade training programs, in apprenticeships, and get them into, because not everybody is on a career path through college. A lot of them are going to be on a career path through a trade. And those are good paying jobs, and I would really like to see that through.
At-large Lansing City Council member Kathy Dunbar running for another term. Thank you.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.